Blog Talk Radio. Peace and blessings, family. What's going on? I'm just going to say this. All right, get your pad and your pens ready, like me and Michelle always tell you. And also, strap yourself in. That's right. Put that seatbelt on. I don't care if it's from a Cadillac, the Fleetwood Cadillacs from back in the day, to a new Nissan today that straps around your chest or one just around your waist. Because we got my man, Dr. King, about to come on from the billionaire's mastermind forum. And I'm going to tell you something. Y'all remember Brother Michael Collins, who's on my panel before the brother passed away. If it would not have been for that brother, maybe a little later on I might have heard about the billionaire's mastermind forum. And this is an iconic call-in conference, all right? Panel of brothers and sisters that are profound with their spirituality, and also they study. They give you the scholarly research that they do, all right? And most of all, they make you happy, happy, happy. Like the lady, Sister Linda, always says when it comes to coming on their show, all right? Everybody is very exuberant, and the brother will give you the call and number. Now, remember, we had Abundantly Wealthy Stan who came on. And the brother gave us a little health lecture on the ionized water, and he also gave out the number, so we're going to give it out again. They come on in the morning time, and I'm going to tell you, family, when you hear this brother speak, I know some of y'all are going to definitely want to tune in, so get that pad and pen ready so when he gives out the number. They're on 5 days a week, and I'm going to be honest with you. Up until the time I started listening to their program, I said, wait a minute, I'm getting all these guests. I need to spread myself out. I can spread myself a little thin. I can afford to do that because I got some very profound people with a message, and that's what we're trying to do, share and give back to the culture, because I'm going to tell you all something. I never thought when I was a little kid watching Chiller Theater and all those sci-fi movies back in the day, over here on the East Coast it was Channel 9. I'm sure Dr. King remembers Channel 9 because he's over there in New York. And, you know, Night of the Living Dead, The Walking Dead, The Zombies. You know, now our people, our culture, and people, period, they're zombified. We got actual zombies walking out here. Okay, so it's up to us, family, my listening audience, everybody's listening audience that is progressive, to try to, you know, help the brothers and sisters out there turn on that light switch, man, because a lot of them do not have a clue. Okay, and I'm not trying to talk down to anybody, but come on, we got to get ourselves together out here, okay? Y'all saw what happened up in Buffalo. I'm not saying it's going to happen like that every other place. I mean, from what I understand, I was talking to somebody that lives in that area, and they told me, well, he chose the right supermarket. If he had been in any other supermarket before he had crossed that door, some brothers would have jumped on him up there before he could fire off, and unfortunately, killed those brothers and sisters up there in Buffalo, all right? But like I said, everybody's not bad. We all know that, all right? Some of us wear the coat of Joseph, which has many colors, all right? Because the mindset of people is not about color or race. It's about productivity. It's about being pragmatic and coming to some solution. Like Malcolm said, leave your religion in the closet. Let's come to some practical solutions. I don't care what your religion is or what your philosophical, listen, if we got to sweep up in front of each other's house, I always say this on my podcast. If I go outside and see my neighbor's house is a little dirty, I take the rake and clean it up. That's what you do. But there's two ways of cleaning your house. Y'all know that. You clean your house with the proper nutrition, and you clean your mind, your spirit, and you get closer to the Most High. So without further ado, and also I'd just like to say thank you. For that support, y'all, for the green tea on my Facebook page. For those of you who are first-time callers, don't know anything about it, go to my Facebook page, Forrest Nance Green Tea, the highest form of green tea in the world. I'm not just saying that now, all right? Do the research. Do your homework. 710 on the ECGC, all right? Green tea is a super drink, Dr. King will tell you, although I don't think he got this, you know, Dr. Lee's green tea yet, but I'm going to send the brother a bag. But in the meantime, go to my Facebook page, you get a discount because the code is on there. If you don't have it, give me a buzz or go on my Facebook page and friend me. That's all. In the meantime, I don't want to hold this brother up, all right, but get ready. He's about to drop some drink. So I'm just going to say this. I'm going to be quiet and chew on some cashews while the brother's talking. I'm going to, the brother's profound. I'm going to take in what he has to say. Brother King, are you there, brother? Dr. King.
Yes, I am, Brother Nance. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you loud and clear. My brother, go right ahead. Like they say, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, what was the topics that I gave you that I wanted to speak on today when we originally spoke?
The topic, my dear brother, was were going to depopulate the world and stress.
Right. Now, you've just changed that. I hope you don't mind, but you did.
I did.
Listen,
oh, I did?
Yeah, you did. That's all right, because we're still going to get there. You know, we're just going to take another route. All right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, this is how you change it. In your opening statement, you mentioned something about turning on the light switch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, let's go back a little bit in our history here. It's a recent history. When I say history, I mean what we've been fed to believe is our history is only the tip of the iceberg of who we are as a people and how deep we are in our connection to spirit and the power of thought. Now, I'm going to have to qualify certain things that I'm speaking about here, because when I speak of thought, I'm talking about an energy, an electromagnetic frequency that emanates from the mind of the Creator, from the mind of the source of all things. According to even science now is moving to the point of understanding vibration and energy as being a living movement or the manifestation of divine mind in substance and form. All form, everything that you see that we have been taught as matter and lifeless has life that emanates from divine mind, has an energy, a frequency, a vibration, an idea that emanates from source energy, from the God mind. And all of us have a connector, a pantograph, let's say, to divine mind. And that pantograph or that connector is what we choose to think. Now, they say thoughts are things, but things are thoughts. And depending on what we choose to think creates a level of peace or level of stress in the choice. Let me give you an example. When I choose to think thoughts that emanate in divine fact and truth, it has a calming effect. It has an effect of peace, because now I'm linking my thoughts. I've chosen thoughts that are now in alignment with the order of creation itself. We live in a paradigm right now, and we're seeing the full effect of that right now. Let me back up on another point. Bundy Wealthy Stan, stress is the source of all illness and disease throughout mankind. Any disease that we have is caused by a buildup of stress in a body system, but it's all directed by what we choose to think. As I said, we'll go back to recent history where we talk about, 1710, the Willie Lynch letters, the making of a slave. Some of you, I'm pretty sure that your audience is familiar with this particular proposed document saying, oh, that was a forgery. But the fact in the document showed that if I can create a division in the mind or in the community or in the family, not only does that division, and the division is created by what we've been programmed to think about ourselves, which if it were the truth, then there would be no division. But we were programmed to think of ourselves from the position of a lie. And the lie benefited the slave master at the point that that lie was given to us, that we received it, that we accepted it as being true. In the document, it states that in order to control the slaves, we must create division. Black against white, dark skin against light skin, male against female, the children against the elders. They created those conditions in our minds by demonstrating a feeling of competition as opposed to cooperation. Our families, as they came here from the other continent, as we were here when they came here, Ivan Van Sertima, they came before Columbus. We were here when they, you can't discover something that's already here. We were here already. We had an idea of we're worshiping nature then. We were worshiping the peace that the Most High had displayed across the universe, the harmony in nature, the appreciation of beauty, which begins to secrete certain chemicals into just the idea that you can appreciate beauty, was a power that deserved worship. Because in appreciation of beauty, you're now seeing the manifestation of the attribute, of an attribute of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of energies created a peace in us that not only empowered our immune system, but it created wealth and abundance in the recognition of beauty, because the alignment now linked to a feeling of abundance and self-worth. We didn't have the stress issues then of anxiety and doubt and shame and guilt. These attitudes create stress. That stress creates disease. And then anything that I put into the atmosphere, my immune system becomes susceptible to. I want to get to a point where, and you can look this up, it's called the Georgia Guidestone. Let me see if I can pull this up for a minute, Brother Lance.
Yeah, take your time, brother. Mm-hmm.
I wanna be able to read directly from this what these people have in mind. Okay, two things. It says the Guidestones' mysterious origins go back to the summer of 1979 when a man called R.C. Christian. Keep that in mind, because this was just a pseudonym for him. He never gave us his real name, whoever this guy is. It said he came from Elberton in search of both a granite firm to to execute his design for a monument and a suitable site for the construction of it. One of the things that it says on the monument is to maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Now hold it. Nature is already balanced.
Exactly.
The Creator has already designed nature in balance. In balance with a divine design that we are a part of. Balance is something within our nature that we are seeking to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
Our left brain and right brain, the male and masculine and feminine divisions in our brain are set to a balance. They're supposed to be in balance, and this social construct has taken it completely out of balance, and this is one of the causes of stress, i.e. disease, that we're suffering from now, especially when you talk about mental illness. Mental illness is an imbalance of the left and right hemisphere of our brains, but it's also an imbalance in our connection to our true self, which is
mm-hmm.
the divine manifestation of God, the power of love, however you want to label this divine essence that you are. When it goes to a point of imbalance, when you're more into the carnal or into the physical or into what somebody else's opinion is of you or the direction that they're giving you for their interests, you're out of balance. I don't care if it's the government or your husband or your wife. The idea is that you create a balance through cooperation. We've been taught in this social construct to compete. And for the sake of energy, thought frequency, and thought vibrations that move us to a level of greed and doubt and shame and lust, envy and jealousy, and spite and I'm better than you are, and the arrogance and the pride, through prejudice. So in other words, in order for me to get to whoever whoever created the Guidestones, and they're there, if you can look them up, it says Georgia Guidestones, you'll see a monument in Georgia that's written in seven languages that talk about reducing the world's population from almost 8 billion people to 500 million. And they're using a number of different modalities to accomplish this. They, who's they? All right. The same construct, the same society that implemented the origins of the slave trade to begin with, which wasn't just black people that were being forced into slavery. Slavery has been part of the construct for hundreds of years, but for the same purpose, to provide labor for a special interest group, what we call the Illuminati or the secret societies. There's so many names for these people that have implemented this process. But what I want to emphasize is that the process is not a physical process, it's a mental process
mm-hmm.
that we've become victims of. So how do we get back to, how do we get out of this slave dynamic? There's a book that I use that I've been gifted and privileged to use as a result of the B&M Mastermind Forum. It's called the Master Key System. It's by a guy named Charles Hanel. I'm going to touch that a little bit, but what I want to go back to how we assumed, how we made the choice to become mental slaves to begin with. First, we were not taught the truth about thought and energy. We were taught that our thoughts are start and are created in our brains, which is not true. Our brains are receivers of thought from divine mind. There's only one mind that we're all connected to. This is the idea. We are this. We are one. There's an idea that science has now called quantum entanglement. And what it shows is that we are connected to each other through a quantum energy field that they choose not yet. Science is not yet at the point that they want to make the claim that all life is an intelligent creation by something. They don't want to call it God yet. But it's a gap in the science and the scientific discoveries that they'll have to fill, and they will fill eventually. Einstein did it. He went straight to the source of understanding that, listen, there's got to be some intelligence behind this structure of life and the emanation of power and energy. Nikola Tesla went to it when he said, look, everything is about energy, frequency, and vibration. We get to the point where we begin to understand the power of our own minds when we look at it from the science of it. It's been proven that our thoughts are electromagnetic, that when we hold thoughts of harmony, of the appreciation of beauty, patience, strength, when we hold thoughts, when we own those thoughts, in owning them, I'm saying when you say, when you do an affirmation or you do a prayer or you do a meditation, and in your affirmation you're saying, I am, you've connected yourself to this divine mind intelligence. If you say that I am courage, there's a feeling that comes over you, and a feeling we've identified in vibration energy as the language of what people call the Holy Spirit. There's this divine feeling when you make a statement and you say, I am magnificent. And you begin to feel this magnificence well up in you. But what I'm saying is that that thought is magnetic. It has a magnetic property to it. Magnetic thought. In the idea of quantum entanglement, it begins to attract you to other people who feel the magnificence of who they are. This is how opportunities are created. We're drawing people to us that have like energy or in harmony with the way we have chosen to think at any given moment. Now, certain thoughts, again, create stress. If I'm walking around all day long and I'm reaffirming the idea, I'm creating a habit now of thought that says I am lazy or poor or broke or any of these words that we have chosen because of the programming to use as if they have no power. These are just random sayings. Oh, it's a habit. I don't really mean it, but you see, the bottom line is that the connection in us to divine mind is our heart mind, which is a whole nother revelation that we come up with, that our hearts have neurons in them that are connected to divine mind. So we have a heart mind and we have a brain receiver. And what we choose to think, what we consciously choose to think, links the brain receiver to the heart mind. Now we find out that all 30 trillion cells in our body have mind also, that they're thinking. Each cell has a connection to a divine mind, to divine mind, to the one divine mind. So back to stress and how it creates disease, and how it depletes our immune system. We got to understand that we're all connected, but every cell in our body are connected to our minds. So it's important that we choose thoughts, that we choose affirmations to the point where the affirmation itself, if I say I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy, as an example, right? That becomes a habit that each cell in my body begins to pick up now, and it becomes a reality to that cell. How to eliminate stress? We have to change the way we look at things. We have to change, we have to implement the fact that our minds have power, that our energy, our minds have the ability to attract energy from the divine mind because it's already one with this divine mind. And then we go on to create the reality and the paradigm shift that we need in order to have the victory now over somebody that would be devious enough to think that, okay, we got a plan to reduce the world population to 500 million people. Who the do you think that you are that you even have the right to that kind of thought? And who do you think we're not that we're going to sit back and allow you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So part of the broadcast that I'm on right now is how we fire back at this nonsense. There's another brother that I work with. Oh God, I got this picture right in my face. He does a piece on light code. Reverend Dr. Phil Valentine.
Oh, Phil.
He's one of my mentors. I call him a friend. We know each other from way back. He's on the forum a couple of times too, right? There's another brother I've never met, but he's right in alignment with what it is that we're talking about right now. His name is Joe Dispenza. You can look him up on YouTube. He's got some brilliant books that are fortunately now on YouTube that we can review and see the process of us being able to balance and achieve spiritual awareness by locking into certain thoughts and patterns of thoughts and creating new habits of thought. Greg Braden is another one. Talks about now the new scientific discoveries, the idea that science is now coming to the edge of proving religion through manifestation of thought from the divine mind, from the source. So also understand that source radiates from divine mind in the feeling of joy and the power of love. Now, we're not talking about love in the context that the opening song made reference to, which is a carnal and physical love. We're talking about first loving who we are individually, loving ourselves, our true self, which, again, we identify as the infinite living mind of God in action in us. That is the true self. And in that self, since there is only one source, and we're connected to that one source, that when we begin to look at each other as if we're different and separate, we're feeding right in to their paradigm of divide and conquer. We have to get to a point of understanding that when I look at any of my brothers and my sisters, I'm also seeing my counterpart. I'm seeing myself in another form, in another presentation of life. I'm seeing God in action, not only in the person that I'm looking at, but I'm actually seeing myself in action if the circumstances of that person's life would have been my circumstances. In other words, they're living their life a certain way, right? But the life is the one. It's the oneness. my life is linked to theirs. There's only one life. If I remove the life, it's like removing the breath. No breath, no life. And the breath becomes another important piece in us being able to channel the thoughts that are going to take away the stress that creates the disease. Again, those thoughts have to be channeled from a position of fact and truth. If I don't go back to the point of origin, my true self, my divine self. In other words, if I walk around here thinking, that, well, who are you? Well, I'm a black person. I'm a male or a female, or I come from Georgia, or I come from Africa. You know, these are subdivisions. They're divisions. All of us originally come from the same source. And that source is love in action, God in action, the divine mind, that radiation of energy, frequency, and vibration. We all come from the same source. As we get closer now to looking to look at ourselves, to really embrace the power that we have, not only in our what we pay attention to, consciousness, mind, but in we feel for ourselves in other people. You know, they put a piece in one of the scriptures that do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The part that they didn't put in was that when you do it to someone else, whether it's you hold an attitude of envy or jealousy or spite or shame or guilt or unforgiveness, you're doing it to yourself. This is now Christ Jesus and Buddha and all of the other prophets and sons of the Most High God. They've given us something that the social construct of today has almost completely annihilated by creating a climate of competition as opposed to cooperation. In order for us to claim victory over this current paradigm, this current lie that we live under, the programming that we live under, we have to get back to the oneness. I first have to do it in myself. I got to bring myself back to a point of being one with infinite living mind, with the creator, with source, with the life, the source of the life in me. And there are ways that we have been identified to create these new habits of living, the new lifestyle that endows power to be able to recognize the divine plan and take ownership of that plan. We take ownership by acknowledging that we are one with the power of the Most High. And regardless of anything that anybody has ever told us about who we were, who you're putting a title on me, and I'm supposed to accept your title, but your title works in, the title you're putting on me works in your interest, not in my best interest. My best interest is to look at my family, the God in action in every single person that I see, and begin to do an adaptation of I got to treat you the way I want to be treated. We've been given families as testing grounds. There are certain people in our own families that we have to now get to a point of forgiveness with to reestablish that oneness with ourselves. You forgiving a person for the most horrendous thing that they could have done is understanding that they didn't do it to you, they did it to themselves. As long as I hold on to an attitude of unforgiveness, which separates me from infinite living mind, then I'm now doing it to myself what I accused you of what you actually did to me. That I chose not to forgive. You get me, brother? Forgiveness becomes the most powerful tool that we have to use in order to go into a state of realignment with infinite living mind.
Right.
Thus, reducing the stress. Empowering our immune system. Oh, your virus, your vaccine, whatever it is that you decide to put into my mind in order to create stress. It won't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability and the power through what we've been given in connection to source energy to heal every organ in our body. To heal our immune system and move it to a level of it ain't even defense anymore. It's like invincible. We've had people on the forum that have had the life-threatening, life-ending illnesses. I've shown examples of how it is when they change the way they look at it, when they change their perception of it, when they begin to lock into alignment with source energy, with divine mind, that those diseases have actually been reversed. Not only body ailments, but finances. We've seen people and examples, and my life is one example of being able to change the way I think and increase my income. Increase the opportunities that come to me to create currency, to attract currency. Thoughts are magnetic. They have an electromagnetic quality to them that whatever thought you're thinking at this moment, you're attracting other people who are thinking in alignment with your energy, rate of energy, frequency, and vibration. It's like if you're on a radio and you turn the dial from one station to the other, you're moving from one frequency to another frequency. And they are endless and countless. But the frequencies that we have in common are the ones that create success and abundance, are the ones that we choose that create doubt and envy and greed. And most of those frequencies, the negative, what they call negative frequencies, or low frequencies, are frequencies that have been assigned to us. And as one of my other partners says, we've gone into contract with that assignment of frequency. They tell you you're poor, you think you're poor. They tell you you're black, you think you're black. They tell you you're ugly or whatever it is, and you begin to attract that kind of energy to you because thoughts are magnetic. All thoughts are magnetic. They all work according to divine law. What people call the law of attraction or law of abundance, law of attraction works for negative thoughts that we choose to think as well as it does for what we call positive thoughts. The law of attraction works in alignment with you creating a disease for yourself by taking the doctor's diagnosis and making it your mantra for yourself. They say, oh, I have, and then you put behind it, I have, and then you tell somebody else, and they roll it back at you, and before you know it, you got whatever they said you got, even if you didn't have it when you went for the diagnosis. So again, the importance here is, listen, whatever they put into the paradigm for us to follow works along the guidelines of, again, the Willie Lynch papers and the making of a slave. Now, the slavery was in the mind. We have to free our mind right now and move back to the point of, like you said, turn on the light switch.
Yes, sir.
We have to move this back to the true light, the light of infinite living mind, the light of the power of love, the light of source energy. You know what, brother? I think we're going to make a part two and three of this. But that's where I got for today right now, all right? Is there a question and answer piece that you do with this, or do you agree or disagree with what came through me at this point?
Well, I've heard you many times, Dr. King, and if you and I had a disagreement, I would still bring you on and let you say what you have to say, because it's your belief system, but you and I, they say great minds think alike, so I like to think I have a great mind as well as my audience and the people that are on my panel right now listening. I know you probably have some Q&As, Brother King, so we're gonna start the roundtable now. I'm going to check. In fact, she should be on by now, Brother Michael Collins, Sister Carol. Carol, are you there? I know she said she'd be on. She went to a family fest. She'd be on a little late. Carol, testing 1-2.
I'll be on a little bit later. Go.
Okay. Yeah, she's on the way home. Okay. All right. Now we always do the ladies first, like the mastermind. So, Sister Adrian, are you there? Adrian.
No, she's not in.
She's not in yet? Okay, I'll give her a call. Probably got to call her. Okay. Okay, we're going to go to Brother. Wait a minute. Are there any more? Wait a minute. Before I go to the brothers now, are there
okay,
any more?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
I just heard somebody say unmuted.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. Do you have a comment or a question for Dr. King?
Dr. King, deep stuff, and I agree with what you're saying. I, you know, the young kids say woke. I woke about 10 years ago, and I changed my way of thought because I used to think like that. I read the Lynch papers, and it just blew my mind how you can look around as I'm reading it and seeing how it's reality. You know, it's not a belief system. You know, it's real. And people and my brothers and sisters, I hear them making comments, you know, about the color of your skin, about the type of hair, about the big nose. That's something you were taught. You know, this is not something we you know, just woke up one day and decided. So I set a standard for myself. And like I said, this was about 20 years ago. I came up with the name, Diva. And that's what I call myself. At my job, I had it all over, Diva, divine individual with varying assets. And that's who I am. That's who I become. And that's who I state I am. And I tell people all the time, all my sisters, no matter what color they are, I said, we all can be divas. It's not just me. You know, I was calling myself a queen, and I had somebody, this lady with a PhD, said, you can't be queen because I'm a queen. I said, why can't we all be queens?
That's
you know,
right.
It always has to be crabs in a barrel. You know what? Why are you going to try to put me down? You know, but it's about a mindset.
That's the point. That's the
you
point.
Know,
it's like, wait a minute. Why can't we all be divas? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Right? Why can't we all be? You see, the thing is that you're only looking at yourself when you break it down to the oneness of it. Right? I'm not looking at another diva. I'm looking at myself in that manifestation, in God in action, in that person that I'm looking at myself. There's only one divine source.
Right.
But all of the life in all the universes, oh, boy, wait until this opens up and we get to talk about what else is out here. We ain't even talking about Earth anymore. There's stuff that they didn't tell us about, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so it's more than just you know, like you, I love what you did because you did a thing called transmutation, alchemy, right? It's mental alchemy. You moved your mind up to a higher rate, mode, and frequency of energy, and believe it or not, you moved everybody around you along with you.
That's my prayer.
Yes. That's what happened. And you're still moving them. So I'm saying, we got to be conscious of our own power. You know, if you're on this broadcast, you definitely are wielding a scepter of power.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Adrian, thank you. That was a great point, you know. Adrian,
originally you're from what part of New York?
Brooklyn.
I think Dr. King is in Brooklyn. Am I wrong, Dr. King? You're from Brooklyn?
Listen, I was born in Harlem, right? But I grew up in Brownsville. So,
okay.
My elementary.
You're my neighbor.
That's right. Listen.
Have you heard of an organization called Brownsville Think Tank Matters?
No, I'm going to look it up, though.
Okay. They're going to be on my podcast.
Brownsville Think Tank
Matters.
Okay, I'll look it up.
It's a dynamic organization that does just what you're talking about. They work with the children. They work in the projects of Brooklyn. They go into the worst projects of Brooklyn, and just recently they got a big a check from the city because they see what they're doing and breaking up these gangs at thought process, and they go in there. And they work with the – it's an awesome – I'm not saying this because it's my brother, but it's an awesome organization because it's made up of guys that's been in prison, and they came out of prison. And, you know, these are people that we grew up with, you know, and they came out – as they come out, my brother pulled them in. And these are people who've been there, done that, been in the gangs, and they out there snatching up these kids out of the gangs and – you know, pointing them in another direction. So
I love it. I love it. And I'm saying it this way, right? You know, there are so many expressions of power that being revealed right now in this paradigm, this lockdown crap and all the other stuff that they're trying to make us think is our reality. We've gone past that. We've ignored it and gone past it. And, you know, that group, there's groups all over the country right now that are starting to come alive and realize that, wait a minute, you locked up the warriors in prison based on your laws that centered around fear and supremacy that was a lie to begin with. All right? Mm-hmm. We bought into it now. We bought into that they were superior. And you know they who I'm talking about. I'm not trying to be in any kind of way point out any particular race or anything else, but when you look at white supremacy, it's based in law and not in skin color.
Right.
And the law favored the minority, not the majority of people that are manifested here on this planet right now.
Right.
And a lot of our brothers and sisters got locked up because of their fear, and it all had to do with genetics. There's a lady named Dr. Joy DeGruy. Her in particular, but there's another one. Frances Quest Welvin, right? And if you get a chance, listen to some of her stuff, and she goes into showing how white fear turned into white supremacy based on the guidelines of an inferior genetics that what they feared was that, the melanated people are going to take over the world, and sooner than later, we're going to be extinct.
And
so
that's
most
happening.
Of this idea,
And that's happening, seems like.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. We're reversing the process.
That's right.
Okay.
We're not even trying to deal with that. That's a crap about you want to reduce the world's population to 500 million people. Who's most of those 500 million people that you're going to remove in order to cut it out. Look, we're not playing with this nonsense anymore.
Right.
But we got to understand that the power that we have to transmute and transform the social construct is in what we think from moment to moment. See, thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings are the language of the Holy Spirit, of how we pray. You pray through your feelings. So every thought that creates a feeling in you becomes a prayer. Every single thought that you think becomes a prayer. You're calling something into being. This is how tight we got to be on what we're paying attention to. Put it this way, the mind of the Creator is paying attention to each and every one of us right now at this moment. We have a divine attention on us, or we would not exist.
That's right.
Our intention has to be of that same type of radical integrity, of a radical appreciation of beauty. I got to begin to see beauty in the balance and the rhythm of the people I see around me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're acting like a bunch of whatever.
Bunch of fools, yeah. I understand what I'm saying. Yep, yep. Zombies I was talking about. Yep.
All right? No, they're not zombies. They are me in action in another form. It's my responsibility now to radiate enough power in my thought and my feeling for them to pick up that radiation. It's magnetic.
Well, that's where the transformation comes in, okay? I understand what you're saying, Dr. King. You're right. You're right about that. So what should I call them instead of zombies? Because I don't use the N-word for our people, our culture.
Whatever you would call yourself, that's what you call them.
Well, I do say brother. I do say brother
okay.
When I address them now, you know.
All right. When
I talk to them, I say you got to get out of this zombie-like state of mind after I get to know them. Because most young people are very angry when you start talking if you don't know how to respectfully give them a conversation. And some of them, unfortunately, don't know the meaning of the word respect, all right?
Right.
But like you said, you come at them gentle and respectful. And they honor that. You're right about that. They say, well, he's not coming at me wrong, you know?
No.
You know,
I just want to give you an example of what I'm talking about, right? There's two brothers over here. And,
right.
Because right now I'm in Bed-Stuy, what used to be Bed-Stuy. It's called Stuyvesant Heights now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know what happened? There was a change here, a transformation here. And I do appreciate the transformation, you know, because it didn't run us out. You see, it didn't run us out. You know, it forced us to be more creative so that we can secure the properties that we have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... You know, that's okay. Everything, again, happens according to divine order, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need the awakening in what we call our neighborhood so that they really become our neighborhood through ownership.
Right.
You can't say it's your neighborhood, and then they go up on a mortgage rate, and you got to leave your neighborhood. It ain't your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah, understand what I'm saying? But back to the point, there's two brothers that see I got a project near me. Brevoy, right? And in the mornings, I'm up early because I have an assignment in the mornings that is part of my business, right? And there's these two brothers that I see every morning. And they get out in the middle of the street on Ralph Avenue and Bainbridge, right? And they're arguing with each other early in the morning, pushing each other. But watch this. Wait. But there's so much love in the way that they're dealing with each other. It's almost like, you know, it's an act that they do, right, in order to feel right in some form and some aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they got. They would not understand or understand the kind of discussions that we have right now or that we're having right now. But what they do understand is that they have value to each other.
Right.
Both of them seem what – mentally challenged in some way. You know, I don't know where they actually live, but they might even live in the same house. And I see them frequent the liquor store and so on, and they're in and out of that. But you can still see a sense of love that they have and respect and camaraderie that they have with each other, an appreciation. God forbid something would happen to one of them where you get up that morning and you got nobody to push you around or nobody to push on.
Right.
I curse that. I see more love and appreciation. Yes, please.
You just reminded me of something. Back in the day, this is like 20 years ago when I used to work, when I lived in Florida, I worked in a domestic violence, that's my heart, domestic violence, in a domestic violence agency, and it was only two blacks in that agency. 90% of the clients are black and Hispanic, but it was only two blacks in the agency and rest of the counselor were white. Which was a joke in itself. But anyway, her name is Anna. So I would come in and we would argue back and forth. I'm saying argue, but it's banter. You know, you can't speak this morning? I guess I'm tired of you. And we go back and forth. And the white people there would always be like, oh, my God, they're going to fight. You know, that's just how we talk to each other, you know, and it's all in love. And so then one day one of the white ladies got the nerve up, say, can I ask you a question? I said, why? I don't understand why black people do that. Y'all argue and fight, and then 2 minutes later, like, where you want to go for lunch? I'm going so-and-so. Okay, let's go. You know, she said, but then I said, because it's all in love. You don't understand.
Yes. That's a perfect example, I'm telling you. No, we have a language that supersedes words.
Right.
All right, and that language is in that power that we call love. See, it's a little bit deeper again than, like I said, that whole physical manifestation of love, and this is what they're looking at. They're used to faking the funk, right? Like, you know, that Satan is the most beautiful angel. The form that he creates is such, I don't curse, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I always look good, you know? And yet, there ain't no realness in the way you're presenting yourself. So with us now, we get to the point where we're being the love that we speak about, where it's like a state of being with us. And the more we learn about how to control, how to choose proper thought, now it puts us ahead of the curve. Because now their programming will no longer have effect on how we treat ourselves and how we treat others.
Right.
A lot of times the conflict that we end up with each other is from external programming. And not us knowing how to reprogram ourselves, transform our minds through the spirit of the word that we communicate to ourselves and to other people.
Okay, Ms. Adrian, I want you to hold on because we have some other guests that want to ask or make a comment to them. And besides, you have to announce your show. So just hold tight, sister, and I'm going to get right back to you, Sister Adrian. I'm going to bring my man in now. Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, sir. Okay, you have a comment or question for Dr. King.
Dr. King is right on time. Right on time. I tell you, brother, the mindset is definitely expanding, and as you say, and as I totally agree, we say it as me being a Moorish American, we say that thoughts are the cause of it all.
Yes.
You know, the thought that you generate is the world that you're creating.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important. It's so important to realize that, because then you'll understand why things are the way they are. Why did they take over the music industry and creating. You know where I'm going.
That's it. Oh, man.
That's a classic example of them knowing the science of thought. They know how powerful our thoughts are. Now, when we start to recognize how powerful our own thoughts are and start utilizing that power, game over, game over.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my brother. Look, you know, that's a whole good thing. That means I definitely got to come back again. Oh, no. You know, about the music industry. All right. I got a whole. Oh, man. Let me shut up. Thank you, brother. Yeah. That's a key piece. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I looked at how our beautiful young minds are being programmed, and they don't even realize it. When I drive my vehicle and I hear the music that they're listening to, you know, I mean, it's like, do they really understand? Well, I know they don't understand. That's rhetorical. I'm just saying, you know, they really understand how they are being programmed to kill themselves, to hate themselves, to be the furthest from the highest principles of known to man, which is the principle of love. Love.
Yeah. No, they don't know yet because we haven't told them yet. See, this is a responsibility that we have. To communicate with ourselves and our children.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're well on the way, but we can do more. And this is what it is.
Oh,
that's what we're going to do right now. Yes.
Yes. You're absolutely right. We have to engage. I call it engagement. We have to engage our people in love. In love.
Yes.
See, love is a universal language. You know, it's the highest frequency, like you said.
And
it's the highest frequency.
Yes, it is truth in action. Love is
truth.
It's got a damn thing to do with what we've been programmed to think love is.
Oh no, not at all, not at all.
Okay,
not at all. I mean. You know, love, you know, as a Moorish American, we speak to love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. You know, the highest principles known to man. I mean, you know, it's that love what the person they call Jesus aspired to. I mean, that's how he was able to resurrect oneself through love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ultimate love raises you out of this physical world. when you can beat matter itself.
Because now listen, when you talk about self, this is your true self. This is our true self. We are that power. And the thing is that we've been taught that it's external and bestowed on us through external confirmation, honors of the doctor and the queen and the diva, right? All these, but this is in essence what we are. So the thing now is that, and I love this, Brother Nance. This is great.
Yes, sir.
Right? I see where this is going, brother.
Don't worry about it, because we got time, a little time, if you got time, brother. But, Alex, you know what? This brother, he's got a show on my network coming up in June, brother. So, Alex, hold on for 1 minute, because we got some other people that want to tune in. And podcast family, do y'all feel the spirit tonight on this podcast? If you don't, then, you know, tune in. Now, also, Alex, hold on, because I want you to introduce your show after Dr. King finishes up.
Sure.
Brother Rashad, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir, my brother.
All right. Dr. King is Brother Rashad, our intern herbalist.
Oh, whoa. Okay, my brother.
My brother, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm fantastic and amazing like you.
Yeah, man, that's some powerful drinks you dropped on us, man. And I just want to say one thing. I, too, was born in Harlem Hospital.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
So I'm a native New Yorker myself. But I live here in East Orange, New Jersey. I was born over there, man. So we got a little something in common there.
Oh, we big time. We sure do. Especially
yeah,
if you're
but,
a herbalist.
I like everything. And, you know, I listen to a lot of Phil Valentine. I listen to a lot of stuff in the past, you know, some very powerful information dealing with metaphysics and everything, you know.
Yes.
And the stuff, I mean, he opens your eyes to what's really going on in this world because a lot of people are asleep. But there's a lot of people, young people, that are waking up. I talk to a lot of young people. And they're getting this information that a lot of the older people are not even thinking about. So they're setting their ways. So, yeah, there's a lot of people waking up. And I'm just happy to see that, you know, they're aware of what's going on and who's running things and things of that nature, you know. So I want to say this because you talked about frequency and, you talk about oneness and the divine mind. And, you know, we have something called a universe. And a universe means one verse. So it's all oneness. Everything is oneness. We're all connected, like you said. You see, our souls are connected. Everything's connected. And we know that words make people. We know that words make people. You know, whatever words you call yourself and things of that nature, that's what you become.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's what you become. You know, that's why I always tell people to read that little book called As a Man Thinketh. That's so powerful.
Oh, yeah.
That little book is so powerful.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, and I read it every day, every morning, almost like reading a scripture, you know. And
that's
and,
the James Allen one?
Yeah, James Allen, yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, powerful little book, you know. It's got
yes, it is.
It just shows you about your thinking and everything. Because like you were talking about, you know, just like disease, it's all in your mind. And like you said, if you think you have something, you will get it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those frequencies. And people don't believe that. And the mind can heal the body. That's a definite. The mind can heal the body.
There's a whole pharmaceutical industry that's built on these lies.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I've met people who have used their own mind to heal themselves from cancer and things of that nature. They didn't even go bother with a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, but all they're going to do is poison you. They don't cure you. But the mind cured some of these people I've spoken with. And I said, wow, that's really good, you know, because it's how you think.
Yes.
That the way
what
people
think,
the way a lot of these young people think today, and they got all these negative thoughts and negative ways and things of that nature, and then you listen to the rap music, which is the lowest frequency on the scale, and you wonder why they do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, they show on the scale the different frequencies of music and what's the highest music, or they say classical is the highest frequency. And classical music was created by black folk in Africa. It wasn't the Europeans. So that's something that belongs to our people. Jazz and things, you know, that's in a little higher frequency. But rap music is the lowest frequency, and that's how they want to destroy us, through music, through words, you know, and it creates hate. And all these things, and before you know it, man, we're killing each other for no reason. I mean, I watch this program. I know some of you might watch it. The First 48 on cable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Some people just killing people over the pettiest things, and sometimes for nothing. And I'm like,
so wait. This program, these are black people that are doing this? I've never seen it.
Black and white people. It's what they do is they focus on certain cities like Atlanta and what's the Black Wall Street city?
Tulsa.
Tulsa. Those are the main two in Florida and a couple other cities. And it's actually a police program where murder might be committed. It's basically about murders. And so the first 48 is they try to get solve this thing within 48 hours. They call it the first 48.
First 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they try to find out who did this, and they try to get the information, and, you know, and but it's very good, but you see a lot of young people, a lot of young black men that's getting arrested, getting life sentenced. I mean, it's like crazy. I'm like, my God.
All right. Give me a second here because, you know, look, let's reason together, all right? Now, the people that control the current paradigm have an intention, a mission. They have an interest that they need to perpetuate, and they're doing it through programs like this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to you, never watch that program again because the information that you're getting from it is not factual of how we actually live our lives. Even in our inner city neighborhoods, I wouldn't care what they're telling you about Puds and Crips and that I got partners that are dealing with certain things that they call gang activity, and they're trying to scare us from uniting, and these are the areas that we have chosen, we've been given no other option but to unite in this fashion. And they're calling it gang activity, and they want to show all the downside of all of the laws that have been put in place through white supremacy to limit our ability to finance our own family.
Dr. King, hold on for a minute. Hello, family out there. Listen, hey, Jay, do me a favor. Mute them because they know they have to be quiet while the speaker's talking. Now, y'all know better than that now. Come on. We got the brother dropping a little drink on us. Rashad asked a question. Let's be reverent, and let's show a little class out there now because y'all know better now. I'm sorry if y'all get me like this, but come on. Now, you have to be mindful and aware that someone's talking. If you got noise, mute your phone if you're unmuted. All right, go right ahead, Dr. King. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Let's say it again. The external program, yes.
We know that the TV is a program. It's to program your minds and things. And they want to keep our people entertained so that they don't think. They don't want critical thinkers. They want the young people to think. They want to keep them on cell phones and all these other little toys that they sell us so they won't think. And we have to teach children to think, to put those things down. Mind. Use our mind like we. And that's a big problem in our community. A lot of our young people don't even know their history. And don't care to know it. You know, these things have to be taught. We have to get an edifice, some place where we can have these children come in and we can educate them on what's going on in the world. Who's running the world, this and that, and because
they
don't know
they're
going to be caught up in this thing. Now, you were saying how they want to get rid of, I don't know, what's it, 7 billion people?
500 million.
500. Well,
they want to reduce the population to 500 million, so they want to get rid of, like, 7.5 billion people.
So what I'm saying is we know a lot of schemes that's going on. What do you think they're going to use to get rid of all these people?
They're already using it now. They're
all right,
using
go ahead
the
and mention it to the people who are listening.
All right. So let me give you one example. That program that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Right. If I can get you to think more about death than life. I've already created a stress level in you that's reduced your immune system to be acceptance of any disease I put into the atmosphere.
Go ahead.
In other words, if I get you thinking more about death, right, then I can suggest a disease and our bodies will create it based on the power of our minds. And that's one of the ways to create the reduction.
Right.
The other thing is pharmaceutical.
Well, we know
the
that.
The military-industrial complex itself. You got these people that are doing things. They're creating wars and images of war that don't exist like they're doing in the Ukraine right now, showing you all these pictures of people suffering and stuff like that. And when you get over there, you find maybe four or five blocks that had the whole, it looks like a demolition site, you know? And we need baby formula and stuff like that here, and you raised $30 billion to send to the Ukraine under Hunter Biden, you know, to be done. What are you doing with the money?
That's a whole
So in creating stress situations here, right, baby formula,
the biggest stressor right now has been for the last couple of years with this COVID.
Exactly.
Okay, and so there's more to it than a lot of people think. A lot of people don't want to hear truth about what the COVID's really about. They don't want to hear about, you know, they're trying to eliminate a certain amount of people. They think that everything. Now, how do you trust a man? Let me ask you this. How do you trust a man who oppressed you for 400 years, tortured you, murdered you, castrated you, did all this stuff, all of a sudden he's going to come now and give you something that they claim is going to save your life? And we know, and see, a lot of people don't want to believe that, you know, that this shot is a deadly shot. They want to just believe what these people tell them because they've been programmed, thinking that this is going to solve everything. It's not going to solve nothing. It's a game. The whole thing's a game. Yeah, people are dying, but it's a game. And the thing is, we don't investigate. We just accept everything hook, line, and sinker. We don't want to research. We don't want to investigate. And then when we tell somebody something, oh, that's conspiracy, brother. Oh, no. I got shot down one day. I was doing a lecture, and I brought that up because this guy had on his announcement, he said, could you read these announcements for me? I said, yeah, sure, no problem. I read the announcements. I read the announcement. I said, going down, it said, make sure you take your COVID-19 shot. I said, hold. I read it, and I said, let me tell you something about this. And I went on for about 20 minutes explaining the whole scheme behind this. And when I got done, that guy called me in the office, and he blasted me so bad. Oh, you're trying to tell them not to take the shot, this and that. And I said, well, you're trying to convince them to take the shot. You know, anyway, I said, well, I'm not even going. If I have to read this, come up here and read this kind of stuff, I'm not going to bother coming up here no more. So I'm just saying, we don't research. Like you said, you spoke about the Illuminati and all this. Our people got to wake up, man. What's with these secret societies? What's going on? Who controls this whole system? Who's in control? We don't even know. These people we see on TV, they're nothing but a bunch of puppets. You know? They're on strings, man. And the people behind the scenes that you never know, that you never see, that you don't even know their names, they're running everything. And we sit here thinking they are telling us the truth. When you watch CNN and all these other, every news program has the same script from beginning to end. You watch the news, you change the channel, everybody's saying the same exact, okay? So, but we don't listen to alternative news to try to find out the other side of the story. And they try to block those people out because they don't want the information to get out there. So you got to keep it programmed. Watch CNN. Watch ABC. They're telling you the truth. Follow the signs. Follow the facts. And just accept the hook, line, and sinker, and you're going to be all right. That's what it's come down to. So, but we don't wake. We, our people are so asleep. Not only our people, the masses are asleep. That's the problem. The mass, and I always say to people, do you think these politicians even care about the masses of the people? They don't think about, they don't care about the masses of the people. They only think about the rich. They always talk about the middle class, but the lower class, they don't even want to talk about you. You see? So those people, they have their agendas, and we sit here thinking they're telling us the truth. And remember, Forrest, I told everybody one time when I was on this program about that movie called They Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I tell people, yeah, watch that movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, well, so that movie was a powerful movie, man. You know, the science behind it and everything, that's a powerful movie. I think people just need to Google it, or if you have Netflix, maybe it might be on Netflix, I don't know, one of those programs. But the movie is very enlightening. So, you know, it's just things we need to be aware of. But my brother, listen, man, you keep doing what you're doing. Keep sharing that information, because our people have to wake up and smell the coffee and know that, you know, we're being told untruths. And as long as they keep telling us the untruths, we'll be sheep or sheeple, and we'll follow the shepherd to wherever they want to lead us. And a lot of us are none but the walking dead. But anyway, that's it for me.
Well, thank you, Brother Rashad. Yeah, and you know what? Maybe when next time Dr. King comes back, he might want to, if the brother's open to whatever he wants to discuss, either, because he has a wealth of knowledge, but maybe he might want to share with us about BlackRock and Larry Fink.
Yeah.
You know, maybe with the $11 trillion investments that they make. That people think, Dr. King, that there's a difference between Pepsi and Coca-Cola. They all run by the same investment people.
BlackRock runs everything. They own all this stuff. And we're thinking that these people are just independent. No, BlackRock owns everything. So, you know, and like I said, it's going to get to the point where, and Forrest, I know you heard some of the program about that, how they're trying to create these robots, you know, transhumanism.
Oh, transhumanism, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so they want to make us into robots, man. And some people are already robots.
Well, we ain't trying to be robots, brother, you know.
No, listen, as long as you awake, as long as you know what's going on,
right,
you know how to deal with this stuff. But as long as you're asleep, you'll fall for anything. You'll follow anything. And you won't even think, like I said. If you don't learn how to think, if you're not a critical thinker, you know what? You're in bad shape, because they just going to program you. You follow
what
they say. Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. Why? I want to know. So we got to learn how to think. We got to teach our children from the cradle how to think independently, critically, and all that. They used to teach that in school. Now they don't teach that no more.
Right.
You know? They got you programmed. Just follow what we say. But they don't think. That's why we got to have our own schools, develop our own schools, and teach our children these things. Otherwise, it's going to be just a bunch of zombies walking around here with the little cell phones and toys and not want to know anything that's going on. And most of them don't even, you ask certain ones questions about what's going on in the world, they don't have an idea whatsoever what's going on. They're dead. All right, let me stop, man, because I know you got somebody.
Dr. King listening now.
My brother's like Dr. King. He's a brother. Yeah. Hey, Dr. King, you see, you, like you said earlier, like minds attract, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you have a certain mindset, you know, you got that positive, you attract that. You attract that. You understand? What you attract, and that's what I'm attracted to. I get attracted to a lot of people-minded people, the same mindset. You know, so I always try to be positive at all time, and everything. I don't want nothing to do with this negative stuff. I stay away from all that nonsense. I do a lot of reading, studying, and I enjoy myself. I enjoy my life. And I just
yes.
awake to everything that's going on in this world, man. I ain't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be no person who's been programmed by these people and just accept anything you got to say. I'm not going for that. And I hope the listening audience do the same thing. Wake
right.
up, research, think, ask questions. Don't accept. Even when you go to the doctor, ask questions. Why?
Right.
Why do I have to take this? What's it going to do for me? Is it going to kill me? Or is it going to poison me? Like your advertisements on TV. Take this pill, and you might commit suicide, or you might die. This. Man, please. Is that a joke mm-hmm. or what? Only in America. Mm-hmm. Only in America. You know?
Yeah.
So,
hey.
I know you got with Leon,
time.
Wait.
Yeah. Leon just got on a little late. But I remember one time listening on, or I think Dr. King brought up, or it might have been Stan or somebody, but they were talking about how a parent does not have the right to label a kid's gender when they're born. If the kid gets to a certain age, and it could be a boy, he said he want to be a girl. You're familiar with that, right, Dr. King?
Yeah, that's another conversation, brother.
Yeah, I know. You got. Hey, listen, I know you got a stack of files over there on your desk. I was just saying, you know. But, okay, we're going to keep
it.
No,
because that's an engineering piece that has been done on us, you know, through things that we smoke and drink and, you know, we'll talk about that at another point. But that's
another time.
Yeah.
Well, they won't forget you after you coming on tonight, brother. So, you know, I got to bring you back, you know, and talk about that, you know, Henrietta Lacks situation, you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So,
let me say this. I got that book. I read that book, and I remember that information, and that was a powerful little book, man. It's sad what they did, but people, if you can get that book, get Henrietta Lacks, and also Dr. King mentioned Francis Crest Wilson, the ISIS papers, powerful book about the race and everything. Powerful, powerful book. Get that book, The ISIS Papers by Francis Crest Wilson. It is powerful.
Yes, sir. Okay, now, we got Rashad, you're hanging there, but I know you're going to listen to why you're probably over there making some lentil soup or something, my brother. Right,
and I just ate good.
Oh, you just ate? Oh, okay. Hey,
I was munching while I was listening to y'all, man.
Yeah, I was too. I'm spirited. Brother King came on tonight, boy. I'm going to do 100 push-ups after I shut down this podcast. Now, we also got another doctor coming. Thank you, Brother Rashad. We got another doctor coming on, Dr. King. We got Dr. James. You there, Dr. James?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear, brother. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Dr. King?
Yes, sir. Good to see
you. First of all, I'd like to say you from my neck of the woods. You living in Brooklyn. I was born in the Marcy Projects. I was raised in Flatbush. But also, I'm a former professor at Meg Evers College in Brooklyn. Are you familiar with that school?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you a professor?
Fact, my daughters went to that school. My practice is metaphysician, right?
Are you a professor in New York?
I bet
you. Absolutely.
What school are you at?
No, I've been at a number of schools already on speaking engagement, right? Long Island College is one, right? Columbia is the other one. There are a number of schools that I've called in to do different things. But right now what I'm doing is I'm working on a book. I'm working on a project in Ghana, actually, that's going to be able to extend what it is that we're doing here in America with getting this word out.
You ever worked at Long Island University, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, I was a professor there, too, in the biology department.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to cut you off, but I want to ask you is, are you familiar with a professor named Dr. Brown, Phyllis Brown at Mega Evers?
No, not offhand.
Well, she wrote a book on, she's one of my colleagues, she wrote a book on biophysics. And basically, she said the same thing that you're saying as far as stress causing cancer. She has a book that she emphasizes how stress causes cancer.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you were familiar with her. Also, I taught a course. Excuse me?
Not only cancer, every disease that we have in our body is definitely linked to a stress situation where blood vessels are being constricted and certain toxins are building up because of how we think. Stress is caused by thought. And this is what people don't get.
Now, when you mentioned you mentioned electromagnetism. Now, I taught a course at a college over in Brooklyn. It's a little school, small school, called College of New Rochelle at the what do you call it? The center on Fulton Street. What do you call it? Billy Holiday Theater over there, Restoration Center. You know?
Restoration. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a college in there called College of New Rochelle. A little small satellite college from. The real card in New Rochelle is in New Rochelle. But anyway, I taught a course over there one time on science and technology, and we discussed the fact that the electromagnetism from some of these telephone companies and so forth is also causing, it's causing cancer, and it's also causing MS, multiple sclerosis. Now, there was a theory that many of the people who worked and lived near these, well, at the time it was these telephone companies producing this electromagnetism, were coming down with MS. Now they're using these cell. At that time, they were using a lot of landline and cell phones. But now they're using these cell phones, and they're coming up with these things like they call it 5G and so forth. I'm not so familiar what it is, but I believe it's producing electromagnetism. Now, you had mentioned electromagnetism in a different way, but...
No, we're talking about it in the same context. This is what's got to be understood. Everything vibrates. Even if it looks to be solid, it still has the energy, frequency, and rate mode of vibration that creates this solid, liquid, gas, what we call the differences in the nature of the vibration, doesn't mean that if you looked at it under a powerful enough microscope, you would see the cell structures in a piece of metal moving at a very slow rate mode and density of vibration, but it's still vibrating.
I'm saying, so the electromagnetism that from these different electrical generators and so forth and so on are causing vibration, and that's leading to disease. That's what you're saying. Hello?
What I'm saying is that every disease has a frequency. That frequency can be duplicated through transmission, wave transmission. And yeah, they can actually dial in a particular disease and implement that disease in anybody that's near or involved in the transmission of that frequency. That diseases can be created on a mass level using the technology, the current technology that's in effect right now.
So that electromagnetism that electromagnetism is all around us.
Yes.
Everything.
And
now,
and the way that we counter it, again, now watch this, right? When I tell you that the power of this oneness and being linked to the oneness in what we choose to think actually counteract certain frequencies, design frequencies that are causing these diseases. We can counter it from our own being. Concentrated thought.
Right.
With a purpose and a feeling. That feeling can be reproduced exponentially to counteract any frequencies that are being aimed at us for the purpose of causing disease.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I was going to say real quick when I leave. Listen, you were saying that they want the population to go down to 500 million, but it'll never happen because at the rate that we're destroying this earth, will we destroy the earth before we get to 500 million? But anyway, thank you for your information. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome, my brother. To be continued.
Hey, speaking of that, Doc, just to piggyback off of what Dr. James said, Dr. King, they said, I heard this on the Geoengineering Watch that comes on the PRN, Progressive Radio Network, with Gary Null. It was a gentleman. He's very deep into the bioengineering and the weather manipulation. He said that over in India, it was 143 degrees. I was like, damn, we ain't going to have no planes. And the guy said another 5 years, baby, glad if we're here, if something don't start happening soon.
That was 145 degrees for us.
140. Well, I was all about two.
Can you live in that?
I don't think so. What do you think, Dr. King? 140. You can't even step out now. I think you just disintegrate right away.
And there's a program called Heart. Do the background.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's another discussion as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, don't worry. As we get to know you, brother, and family out there, listen, Mastermind BNS Forum, it was revealed when I was listening. You guys, Dr. King, BNS has been up for how many years now? 14 years and counting?
14 years.
Wow. Hey, y'all. And I'm only on 2 years. So you know this is Big Daddy right here. All right? That's why I brought him on. And I'm going to bring on the other BNS, and they all are BNS just like you and me. Okay, we might be millionaires compared to with Dr. King, though, you know. But, okay, now, Carol, are you there? She's still partying. Okay, anyway. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Brother King, this is Sister Carol, Michael Collins, sister. Go right ahead, sister. You got a comment to make?
Oh, man, listen.
Yeah,
I got to talk to you. Listen, hold on. Give me about 3 minutes, all right? Hold on.
Yeah. You didn't call me at Carol?
Dr. King?
Yeah, remember I gave you his number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't worry about it. Well, you say you got to get in contact with you. Anyway, okay. we comfortable with our podcast audience. So we could talk like that. Everybody knows us, you know. Anyway, Leon, are you there too, brother? Well, Leon didn't get up yet either. Okay, well, unless he's unmuting himself. Okay. All right, so Dr. King said he'd be back. Dr. King, are you back yet? Okay. Kyle, right quick, and I'm going to let Adrian go until Dr. King comes back. You want to tell the people about your show when it comes on with the new network?
My show? Carolyn? You saying Carol?
Carol, yes. Yeah, Carol.
Okay. Yes. My show is going to be the Pink Sofa Talk. And what this is going to be an outlet for women, a forum for women to come talk about things that are important to us, pertain to us. I'm going to kick off the first week of the first Tuesday in
June
with a segment called Girlfriends, and we're going to talk about the importance, the power, and you know, what girlfriends mean to us. We'll have on 1 week, we'll have the Wakanda Women, and that's talking about issues pertaining to Wakanda, we'll say. and, you know, just the current issues and things that are going on in our world. There'll be a week where we focus on our sheroes, and whenever there's a fifth Tuesday in the month, it's going to be an intergenerational talk between the young women and the sages, and we'll have women from each generation or every decade present for that one. So yeah, so look out for Pink Sofa Talk, and it's all about the sisterhood and us rising and supporting and encouraging one another. One week is going to be for women only, and I believe that'll be the first Monday in the month. It's going to be for women only. Sorry, brother.
Wait. I thought you said Monday. I thought yours was, your show's on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
What's your premiere day, Kyle?
First Tuesday is going to be for women only. And then the other weeks we will allow gentlemen to be on the call.
Right. Okay. Well, that's June. That's June what? Your premiere date should be, wait, 4th, 5th, 6th. That should be June 7th.
June 7th.
You want to give out the number?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what? If you can, I will. 520 area code 525-8633, family. That will be the calling number for the Pink Sofa and Rakana, and she gave down the information. So, Sister Carol, I know you're going to have a bomb show, so we'll get back with you on that. That's the new network, family. Now, let me say this to the family before I bring on Adrian real fast. Brother Jay is my technician. Do not throw away this number for blog call. Excuse me? Blog Talk Radio, I want you to stay with this brother. This is my technician, all right? And even though I'm going to a new network, all right, I want everyone to understand something. He has some very powerful shows, Keeping It Real with Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson on Friday nights. He got a brother that came on last night that was very, very strong, and he got Impact, and he also has Brother Dre on. So keep the number and keep supporting this brother because we support each other. He's still on my Facebook, and he will continue to be on my Facebook. I've known this brother for over 30 years, okay? Just I want to do a conference call, and also we'll have the feature where we're going to have a Zoom feature. So we will have many shows that will have a Zoom feature, okay? Now, Ms. Adrian, go right ahead. You're next.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. This is Adrian Canton, and my podcast is going to be Let's Talk About It. And it's going to be on all kinds of topics dealing with family and the community. You know, we have, I don't know if everybody know what a doula is, but I learned recently what a doula is. I knew it existed, but I just didn't know the name of it. But we have a doula that's going to come on. We have Brownsville Think Tank Matters, which is something that I brag about a lot. And these gentlemen that goes into the community and reaching out to these young men that's in gangs. And they reach out to young men, and I call them young men, as young as 5 and 6 years old, you know, to, showing them that, you know, a better way to go than to get involved with gangs. You know, because this is one of the highest, the neighborhoods with one of the highest arrest rates, and these people, and I'm, you know, so we're going to have them on. It's going to be a lot of things to uplift people, uplift your community, and encourage people and educate people, and hope prayerfully that we'll encourage people and get them in a mode to move to action, whatever that action is. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So let's
and
talk about
again,
it. Oh, sorry. Let's talk
let's
about
talk,
it.
Right.
Is on Fridays at six p.m. So come in from work, get yourself a snack, sit back, kick your feet up, and get into the conversation.
And she'll have a lot of important guests to work with the community on, too. Once again, family, that number is 520. 8633. I'm sorry. Last four, 8633. 520-525-8633. All right. I'm going to have a show on every day, and on certain days I have 2 to 3 shows. All right. Alex and Leon, before you go on, Brother King, are you still there?
Yeah, I had to take that call, brother. Excuse me.
I know. That's okay. That's okay. Well, okay, I'm going to let you wind down. I got two other brothers that have to present their shows because I'm doing the network. Thanks to you guys telling me, hey, expand, young man, expand. You're on that vegan diet. You're eating good. You're fit. You're 65. You're going on 35. The good Lord has blessed you to have this spirit, so got to keep going until you make that transition. So go right ahead, brother, and give them the number. Listen, family, for you morning hawks out there that go to bed early, check out this bit. Listen, you heard that wealth of information Dr. King gave us. It comes on 5 days a week, and they replay their shows on the weekend. So, Dr. King, you want to hit them off with the number and give them the information, Dr. King. Go right ahead.
Well, you put me out at disadvantage here, brother, because,
What happened? I know the number by heart. You want me to give it to him?
Yeah, please. You give it to him.
Okay, listen. And this will ring a bell. He didn't take his fish oil today. Here you go. That's what Stan was telling you. He didn't take the ginkgo with the ionized water. But here we go, family. The number to the Mastermind Billionaires Forum comes on 8 a.m. in the morning, all right? And it might run a little overtime past 10, but it doesn't matter. It still gives you wealth of information. The call-in number is 667-770-1523. Once again, mark this down. If you're up 8 a.m. in the morning, tune in, 667-770-1523. And the passcode is
9-1-5-3-5-8-358.
There you go. He took that fish off. See how fast it worked? Okay. Do you know there's another number that Lady Tycoon gives out? You know it? In case you have a hard time coming in?
Oh, no, I don't know those numbers.
Oh, okay. Well, that I don't have. I got it written down in my book, but I'm talking off my memory because I call it so much, y'all, I know it. But we need to support each other. We always talk about that. Don't talk, like we used to say back in the day, my man Jamal used to box. He said, don't talk about it, be about it. Okay, that's what we do, you know. So, Dr. King, any last final thoughts for the crowd out there before you take off, brother? Because I know you got a bunch of other calls coming in before the night's over with, brother.
Yeah, just this, family. Listen, you know, the oneness, the fact that we are one, and the idea of forgiveness that brings us closer together are the things that we need to work on right now in order to cement the victory that's already ours within this current paradigm. This is not a thing about division. It's not even about black and white division. We got to get past that, too. See, we're up against powers and principalities, energy, frequencies, and vibrations that work at certain rates and modes in order to be able to, it's almost like our spirits are being hijacked. So this is the importance of the oneness. It's the importance of us being able to monitor our thoughts from moment to moment. It's the importance of us understanding that every thought is a prayer. Those of you who think that you got to get down on your knees to pray, whatever your next thought is becomes your request to the universe for yourself. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you, Dr. King.
Thank you.
And listen, if you want to hear this, brother, 5 days a week, all right, unless he oversleeps, then he'll be on that number, all right, the Billionaires Mastermind Forum. And once again, brother, peace and blessings. Thank you, Dr. King. You know we'll be in contact with each other. And this won't be his last time. I'm telling y'all, he got a bunch of files on his desk. I've been to his house. He got about at least 50 files on his desk, and he got some in the vault he didn't even put on his desk yet. So he'll be back. Thank you,
yes,
Dr. King. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, and be safe out here.
Bless you all, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Peace. All right. Now, on that note, what did I say? Go ahead, Alex, with your show real quick. Got 2 minutes, brother.
All right. Very exciting. Dr. King is right on time with that
yes,
hour.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
But I will be hosting a very informative new show with the new podcast show. It's called Knowledge is the New Money. Knowledge is the New Money. It will be brought to you by the financial dynamic duo of the explosive TNT team of Thomas Watley Bay, which is myself, and Brother Trevor Thompson. It will come on every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., starting Sunday, June 5th. The call-in number will be 520-525-8633. Again, it's 520-525-8633. And me and Brother Trevor will be looking forward to talking to our community about money, a much-needed subject in which we need to talk about. Would you agree?
Most definitely. We don't need money. All right, thank you.
Money.
Okay, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother Alex. And also, now we have brother. Now I hope he's on. Now, are you there, brother Leon? Oh, well, I guess not. Anyway, okay, family. Listen, I got a few minutes. All right, once again. This brother, do not throw away that 563-999-3718. This brother comes on Friday, keeping it real with Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson. Support. You can do both, okay? Make sure you come on both of our programs, all right? And the brother has two other programs on his in his neck of the woods. So you listen, because you're going to learn, especially that brother on Impact, you know? Listen, now also, let me give you a run of the itinerary real quick. On Monday, we have Leon, all right? He's coming from AC, all right? And and the brother will be coming on with his Monday show. Everybody will be up here giving you will be up here to guest speak, let you know what this show is about. Tuesday, you just heard from Carol, the pink sofa. Wednesday, we got John Monroe, the visionary eye care man. Y'all remember him? He's coming on every Wednesday at 6:30, all right? Eastern Standard Time, he's out there in Boulder, Colorado. For the people who have family members that are having a problem with cancer, all right, because cancer is the number two killer. Heart disease, number one, cancer, number two. And also, y'all didn't know what number four was, didn't you, if I'm not mistaken. Rashad can get me on this one if I'm misquoting the exact rating. Medical misdiagnosis and drugs is number four. Y'all didn't know that, did you? That one thing we're going to talk about, them hiding things. All right? What'd you say, brother? Okay. So ibcancer.org. All right, we'll give you a listing of the times and all, and the people that are giving their shows on the Grown Folks Talking Grassroots Call-In Conference. All right? We'll give you a rundown of what they're going to have on their shows next week. So make sure y'all stay tuned. Everybody will be on that will have their shows and give you a rundown of their shows. You just heard from Miss Adrian. She'll be on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fridays, all right? On Saturdays, all right, I'm coming on. We're going to do a little early thing because I had to make a little room for Grace Space Ladies. You heard them last week. I'll be on starting Eastern Standard Time the 4th of June. That's what my show is, the first Saturday in the month of June from 6 to 8. And then Grace Space, they come on from 8:30 to whenever they leave. And then the next day, which is Sunday, all right, you have, remember the lady, April Renee Oaks, What in the Cell is Going On? She comes on at 3 o'clock. You just heard from Alex. He's from 5 to 7, all right? And then later that evening, you have Brother Abdul Ishmael. He talks about health and nutrition from a health food store up here in East Orange, New Jersey. He's going to give you a nutrition, 9 p.m. Now, I'm going to tell you all right now. Hold on, family. I got 1 minute. As we go along, my plan for this new network is to have people bring you news. Yes, news from around the world. I'm working on that. We're also going to have a soulful moment where I'm going to have a DJ come on. One's going to play jazz, and one's going to play real music, not disrespectful music, okay? We'll let you know. That'll probably be late Saturday evening for some of y'all that always talk about you laying in bed, look up at the ceiling, get some melatonin. But Rashad will give you a little school you on that. But in the meantime, I just want to say thank you for your support. Tune in next week. We'll have a guest speaker. Then we're going to bring on the people that have their shows on the new network starting June the 1st. And like I said, you just keep supporting this brother right here. Don't throw away this number. All right? Keep it. Because I may come back up in here with another show. You never know. But in the meantime, we have a show every day of the week so far for you starting in June. Peace and love to the family out there. We'll see y'all next week. Stay safe and eat good, eat smart, and watch yourself. Take care, everybody.